As cold air pours into the central United States, precipitation events will shift to the south and will end up with some brief periods of light snow and just mostly cold temperatures. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect to see brief periods of snow come and go as we go forward through this next 7-day period. There will not be a major storm system impacting the region, but several areas will pick up a little bit of accumulating snow. The best chance for that is probably going to take place as we move forward from Friday night into Saturday for the western parts of the region, and then Saturday into Sunday for the eastern areas. The main storm system during that period of time will be way to the south in Oklahoma and parts of Arkansas, so far to the south that our precipitation will be left to mostly very light snowfall. That doesn't mean we won't have some reduced visibilities and some accumulation, but it's not going to pile up to being very much. Travel across our area should not be seriously impacted. A dusting to an inch or two of snow may occur during that time period, and there could be something locally greater. Now, that low pressure system far to our south will produce a major winter storm coming out of parts of eastern Kansas and Missouri and headed into the heart of the Midwest. But for the northern plains and upper Midwest, only light amounts of precipitation and falling temperatures. Our afternoon highs today are expected to still be not bad for this time of the year. We're expecting to see a lot of 20-degree reading. There will be some teens, though, in the north half of North Dakota and northwestern portions of Minnesota. Temperatures tomorrow just a bit cooler, though. Single digits and teens will occur across North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. We'll still see 20s, though, in South Dakota and southern Minnesota. On Thursday, that cooler air will seep just a little farther to the south. Our coolest temperatures for this week will probably occur as we go from Friday into Saturday, and we'll look for temperatures in the negative and positive single digits for afternoon temperatures in North Dakota and northwestern parts of Minnesota, while single digits and some lower teens occur in South Dakota and southern Minnesota. A little bit of a rebound and the temperatures will attempt to occur as we go into the late weekend, but most likely the temperatures will not change much, and we will see a reinforcing shot of colder air coming around next week that will likely bring much colder conditions to the region for a short period of time. Now, our nighttime temperatures are going to be a bit more punishing, I suppose, a little bit more normalish, but as we get out towards the end of the weekend into the first part of next week, there will be more negative teens and eventually some negative 20s to deal with across the area. Until then, I don't think we'll see temperatures too cold, but on Saturday morning, there will also be some negative teens and a few negative lower 20s near the Canada border. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.